Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about one question that you should avoid when you're networking or connecting with people. And that question is there anything I can do to help you? Now, you may be saying, whoa, Austin, isn't your whole thing like adding value and helping people? And that's totally true, because if you've been listening to this podcast for really at least like one other episode, you know that I'm all about adding value and making it about the other person and really contributing to them, right? But this question is not going to make that happen. And here's why. The person that you're talking to, they have a ton of stuff that they need help with, right? They're either running a business or they're managing a team, or they have goals passed down to them from their manager or whatever it is. And they have challenges that come along with that. They have pain points, they have desires, they have needs, they have to-dos on their to-do list, right? And I'm sure they would love some help with all of that stuff. But here's the problem. In order to get the help they need, for you, or from you rather, they would need to, one, explain the context around this whole situation. They need to give you all the details and fill you in, right? Then they need to let you know where they're going moving forward and what the goals are and what exactly they need help on. And then they would have to train you up on what they need, right? They'd have to walk you through the process and introduce you to the tools and all this other stuff. And they just don't have time to do all of that, right? And the worst thing would be is if they accepted help and then the help wasn't what they needed, and then they have to spend even more time fixing that when they thought it would get done, right? So that's why the answer is almost always, yeah, you know, I really appreciate the offer, but I'm good right now. And that's when the window closes, right? So we've now taken this chance that we had to further the conversation and truly add value to this person, and we've basically squandered it because we asked the wrong question. So instead of asking that question, what we want to do is something totally different. We don't even want to ask a question at all. Instead, what we want to do is research the person. We want to understand what those goals are. We want to understand what challenges they're facing. We want to understand what their pain points are and what they care about. And if this is a contact at a company that you're trying to get in with, all this information is available online, right? You can listen to earnings calls. You can listen to interviews with C-level folks or people on their team. You can go interview customers. You can do your own research, right? And if this is an entrepreneur or a thought leader, you can dive into their business. You can sign up for their newsletter. You can see what things they're announcing or what products are coming out or what things they're excited about or what events they're hosting or whatever it is, right? These thought leaders and these entrepreneurs tend to talk a lot about their goals and what's going on with them. And then what you're going to do is brainstorm some ways to add value. So it could be, you know, putting together a slide deck with some data and some ideas. It could be making an introduction to a mutually beneficial connection. It could be just understanding where this person is trying to go and playing into that, right? If they have a podcast, maybe you leave a review for them and let them know. If they have a book coming out, maybe you buy a copy and you leave a review on Amazon. Or if they're launching an event, maybe they're doing a virtual summit, right? Maybe you offer to introduce them to a great speaker, or maybe you introduce them to somebody who could be a partner and a sponsor, or maybe you share the registration link with a bunch of people on your team or your friends, and then you send them a note about that, right? We get proactive and we do something that we anticipate will be valuable for this person. And then what we can do is send them a note and basically say, hey, I know you're super busy, so I went ahead and I did this valuable thing. I know you're super busy and I saw that you launched this podcast and I know reviews are helpful, so I left you this review. I know you're super busy, and I also know you have this amazing event coming up. If you'd like an introduction to so-and-so who I think would be a great speaker, I'm happy to do it. Or if you want, I'm going to share, or not even if you want, but I think this is such a great event. I went ahead and shared it with my closest friends and my team and coworkers. I hope we get you a few more registrations. And then you can say, if it's valuable to you, great. If not, no worries at all. But I figured it couldn't hurt to share. And now you've already done this thing, right? You've already done it for them. So if it's not valuable, they don't care because they didn't waste any of their time, but they do see that you were willing to be proactive and you were willing to go to bat for them. And if it was valuable for them, you just added value without them having to spend any time, and you did it proactively, which is really going to blow them out of the water. Because at the end of the day, busy people appreciate action, not asks. So if you focus on that proactive action, if you think about what they need, if you put yourself in their shoes, and then you just go ahead and do something that you think will be valuable, that's going to be so, so much more valuable and so much better received than just saying, hey, what can I help you with? Let me know how I can help, right? So moving forward, what I want you to do is whenever you have a conversation with somebody, instead of asking them how you can help or offering to help generally, I want you to get proactive. I want you to do your research, and then I want you to follow up with them and say, hey, I know you're busy, so I went ahead and did this thing for you. If it's valuable, great. If it's not, no worries at all, but I figured it couldn't hurt to share. And if you do that, I promise you, these relationships are going to accelerate and you are going to make much, much stronger connections in a much shorter period of time. So that's it for today. I hope this episode was helpful. And if you are finding value in the podcast, reviews do help push us up the charts. I know I mentioned it a couple times in the episode, but truly they do help push us up the charts and they help other people find this advice. So if you have a couple of seconds, just leave a star rating, or, you know, if you want to leave some comments, we're always game for that. But either way, we appreciate you listening and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.